tell you, I have a love-hate relationship with bras. I do. Can you agree? Wait. Okay. All right. Well, it started when I was 11 years old. It's 1989 in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm in the fifth grade. And I'm in the top class. That's the class of the smartest kids, the gifted and talented kids, and the coolest kids. And so I really wanted to be in this class, and so I finally made the grade to get into the class. And I'm in the class, and the coolest girl, she has a slumber party. And so this is the time when everyone's starting to wear training bras. Except for me. Because I was really petite and very small. I mean, I didn't even have mosquito bites. You know, the little, I didn't have those. So she's having this birthday party. It's at her big, beautiful brownstone in Brooklyn. Lots of bees. And it's one of those brownstones where it's beautiful. It has all the original woodwork. It's like three levels. And at the bottom of the brownstone, there's a basement. And it has a recording studio in it. Her father was a teacher at our school. And her uncle was also a teacher at our school. He was the music teacher. And so they had a band, and they would record music in the recording studio. So we were at the slumber party for her birthday. She invited all the girls from the class, and so we all got to record a song in the basement. And so the song was Public Enemy, Self-Destruction. All right, you know it. All right. So there were like 15 parts of that song. It was like 15 rappers in that song. So every girl had a part, and we were able to record a verse, and it was really dope. So we were able to do that. We had a fun time. We were eating pizza, all the stuff you do at a slumber party, right? Pillow fights, playing games, all of that stuff. Everything was going really well until it was time to go to sleep. So if anyone knows, if you're like doing a sleepover or anything like that, usually the first person to go to sleep, it's a bad thing. You don't want to be the first person to go to sleep. So I was the first person to go to sleep. And they decided whoever falls asleep first, they're going to pop their bra strap. But I wasn't wearing a bra yet. Remember, right? So they come to me, and I don't have a bra, and they're just like teasing me and making me feel like a baby, right? So the next morning, my mom finally comes to pick me up. I'm mortified. And so finally, I'm coveting wearing a training bra, right? So this is the thing that I really, really want. So I start developing, you know, and so now I can wear a bra. I'm like a 30AA, you know. All right, for you guys out there, that's really small, but it's enough to wear a training bra, right? So I wear this training bra. I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, this is the rite of passage. I'm here. I'm a woman. And then a few years later, one of the girls from the slumber party, she's hanging out with me. She's at my house. We're listening to this new CD, right? So it's the 90s. That's how you listen to music in the 90s. So it's a new CD. She wants to come visit. We're listening to the CD. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is the cool girl, right? So she's at my house. And I'm like, okay, I want to impress her, right? I want to let her know that I've reached this rite of passage and I'm wearing a bra now, right? And so all of a sudden, I decide I'm going to go full Bourbon Street Mardi Gras on her. And I just lift up my shirt and I flashed her my boobs. And yeah, you weren't expecting that, right? Yeah, so I did that, and she's just like mortified, and she runs out, and she's embarrassed for me, and she's like, oh my God, I gotta go. So she leaves, and then she ghosts me and never talks to me again. So I never heard from her again. I know, but she didn't tell anyone. So that was good, right? So I was 15. So fast forward, I think really what I wanted was just acceptance, you know, from the slumber party. And then at that point, I just wanted to be accepted as a woman, you know. And so I don't think that was the message I was giving her, though. I think maybe she thought maybe that I liked her, but that, You know, that was the wrong message. So anyway, fast forward a couple years, I'm a freshman, I'm at Temple University, and yeah, Temple in Philly. So I'm there, and you know, this is like the first day, first week, you're moving into the dorm, so it's a really, you know, big time, right? And look who walks in, the girl who I flashed my boobs to, yeah, she walks in. And I'm like, my heart is beating fast. She's walking towards me. I think she's going to tell someone about this. She walks up to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. She walks up, and then she goes, we're cool. I was like, oh, all right. So we're cool. All right, cool. But what I learned that day is, you know, maybe she went through her own rite of passage, and she understood why I did it. And so she understood me now. She accepted me. But I knew in that moment that I didn't have to impress anyone anymore. I didn't need that acceptance. And I also knew that I didn't have to impress anyone with my boobs anymore. Yeah, I knew that. Well, maybe just my husband. Thank you. And if you want more stories, you can listen to me on WLIT 106 on Sundays from 3 to 5 and listen to my podcast, Lounging with Christina and Eddie.